ABC Finance partners with Uswitch. UK-based ABC Finance has partnered with Uswitch to provide invoice finance through its online invoice finance comparison tool. Dragonfly Financial Technologies partners with CSI. US-based CSI has partnered with Dragonfly Financial Technologies to offer optimized cash management solutions for ACH, Positive Pay, and Sweep accounts. MasterCard partners with Agoda. MasterCard has announced its partnership with Agoda in order to optimize B2B payments for the travel and tourism industry around the world. Rift partners with EasyFood to streamline new franchise onboarding. UK-based payment provider Rift has opened up its payment infrastructure to EasyFood in order to help the latter bring new franchise partners quicker into its system. MoneyCollect partners with Cherry New Energy. Hong Kong-based payment service provider MoneyCollect has partnered with Cherry New Energy to provide improved payment options for car owners. Idenfi partners with ONAA. Lithuania-based RegTech Idenfi has partnered with US-based automated bike parking infrastructure provider ONAA. BankProv partners with Cable. Financial crime assurance provider Cable has announced its partnership with US-based BankProv to improve the latter's financial crime compliance program. Turkey plans to finalize crypto regulations in 2024. Turkey has revealed its plans to finalize cryptocurrency regulations in 2024 via the 2024 Turkish Presidential Annual Program. Standard Chartered and Deutsche Bank pilot SWIFT alternative. Deutsche Bank and Standard Chartered have collaborated to test a system that will allow blockchain-based transactions, stablecoins, and CBDCs to talk to one another. UK fintech Railzer secures $24 million in funding. Railzer, the UK-based embedded finance startup, has pulled in $24 million in its latest series of fundraising. Thai bank buys stake in crypto exchange. Thailand's second largest bank has acquired a 97% stake in a company that runs a crypto exchange. Survey reveals firms' doubts over data quality. As many as three-quarters of corporate, trust and fund services firms do not trust their own data, suggests recently published research. Bank connectivity and payment processes must follow best practice protocols. Bank connectivity and payment processes are critical operations for any business. Twinco Capital secures €50 MLN debt facility with BBVA Spark. Spain-based supply chain fintech Twinco Capital has raised a €50 million debt facility with BBVA Spark to bridge the gap in trade finance. Paysend partners with Western Union. UK-based fintech Paysend has partnered with Western Union to add an additional direct-to-card payout option for Western Union clients. FATF advances efforts to counter AML and terrorist financing. The Financial Action Task Force advanced numerous initiatives in order to strengthen global anti-money laundering, as well as counter terrorist financial standards. BRDGE partners with SIFT. UK-based payment orchestration company BRDGE has partnered with digital trust and safety solution provider SIFT to offer merchants fraud protection services. Singapore, Japan, Switzerland, and the UK to work on joint crypto initiatives. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has planned to start collaborating on digital asset pilots with some European countries and Japan. Standard Chartered-owned Zodia Custody launches in Hong Kong. Standard Chartered-owned crypto security company Zodia Custody has announced the expansion of its services and solutions in the region of Hong Kong. Taiwan introduces a crypto bill to the legislative yuan. Officials in Taiwan have put forward a cryptocurrency bill to the legislative yuan for its first reading, creating a foundation for crypto regulation in the country. Britain to push ahead with rules for crypto assets. Britain has announced that it would legislate to implement its first set of rules to regulate the crypto sector. Hashkey Exchange and Parise partner for a compliant financial future. Hong Kong-based Hashkey Exchange and Parise, a Web3 data services provider, have partnered to globally offer compliant digital asset trading and data analytics. Paysend and Western Union team up. Paysend, a card-to-card and international payments platform, today announced an agreement with Western Union to provide seamless and efficient cross-border money transfer capabilities. Paysend's integration with Western Union will enhance consumers' ability to send funds using Western Union's branded digital solution directly to Visa and MasterCard debit cards. Tribe Payments comes to Temenos Exchange. Tribe Payments, a leading provider of payments processing technology and infrastructure, most notably issuer and acquirer processing, today announced the Tribe Core platform is available on Temenos Exchange, the partner ecosystem of integrated fintech solutions. MasterCard expands partnership with travel platform Agoda. MasterCard, a global technology company in the payments industry, is expanding its partnership with Agoda, a digital travel platform headquartered in Singapore. Catalyst Pay names Rischen Nedelkov Chief Product Officer. October 30, 2023, with a record of over 8.2 million processed transactions in 2023 and 350-plus served business clients, Catalyst Pay, a provider of tailored payment solutions, is pleased to announce the appointment of Rischen Nedelkov as Chief Product Officer. DTCC launches Trade Reporting Analytics and UTI Exchange. DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services industry, today announced the launch of Trade Reporting Analytics and UTI Exchange as part of its DTCC Report Hub service. Laser Digital makes Metaverse debut. Laser Digital Holdings AG, in cooperation with Nomura Holdings, Inc., is delighted to announce its debut of the Nomura and Laser Digital Botanical Garden, in the Sandbox Metaverse. RegTech Comply hires former FCA regulator Sofia Fulagunya. Comply preempts market activity by welcoming FCA regulator and capital markets and regulatory compliance expert Sofia Fulagunya on board as Director of Transaction Reporting. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.